This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about who we are in Christ. The only way to find out who you are in Christ is to read in the Bible. Jesus found out who he was in the Bible. That's why he constantly quoted the Bible. He said, "Have you not read? It's written of me." Well, we need to find out who we are in the Bible. You will never find out who you are in Christ apart from the Bible. The Bible tells us who we are, what God expects us to do, and that we can do what he expects us to do when we submit to him and resist the devil and we're strong in the Lord and not in our own might. I have become convinced of late, anew, convinced again, and more assuredly, of the importance of meditation and confession in the Word. Meditation and confession are almost the same thing, although the English word meditation and the English word confession are quite different. But the Hebrew word meditation is haggah, and it means to speak to yourself. God told Joshua, "The words of this law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in them day and night." In other words, he was to confess them. Confess them to himself, confess them out loud, confess them. Well, when you find out who you are in Christ, from the Bible, a lot of it won't seem real. It doesn't seem real to us that we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't seem real to us that we're more than conquerors. It doesn't seem real to us that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. But as we begin to meditate upon those things, they will become real to us, and then we can walk in the light of them. So I've become more and more convinced of the importance of confession, but I've also become convinced of something else. But I've also had a conviction that the body of Christ has not fully confessed the right things. Or to put it another way, the church has stopped short of confessing some things they should be confessing. What am I saying? I'm saying that God has a purpose for our life. And the church is so busy doing this and that and the other thing that they have not or don't do some of the things that we're supposed to do. You know, Jesus summed up his mission on the earth by, "I have glorified you in the earth." Let me give you an illustration from the Old Testament. You see, it's very easy to forget why we're here. Over and over again, God warned the children of Israel something like this. Deuteronomy 4:23 said, take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God. We see the covenant of the Lord our God is in exchange. We traded places with Jesus. He became sin so that we could take his place on the earth. Amen. Deuteronomy 6:4 said, "Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. You shall diligently teach them to your children, shall talk of them when you sit in the house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets before your eyes. Write them on the doorposts of your house." Why would he do all that? Lest you forget. He went on to say, "And it shall be when the Lord God shall have brought you into the land which he swore unto thy father." See, he's warning them what's going to happen when they get what God's promised them. Are they going to give God what he wants after God gives them what they want? He said, "And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought you into the land which he swore unto your fathers, to Abraham and Isaac and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities, which you did not build, and houses full of good things, which you did not fill, and wells that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees, which you did not plant. And when you have eaten and are full, then beware, lest you forget the Lord your God. Now that doesn't mean forget, because they didn't forget. They had all sorts of rituals and they had this and that. He means neglect. Forget what God wants you to do. Ignore God. He said, when you've eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he's given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command you this day. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and say in your heart, my power and might and the might of my hands have gained me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it's he that gave you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Well, you see, a covenant has two parties. God will establish his covenant, but he expects us to keep our covenant. And of course, they did not, even though he warned them. God's original plan for Israel was this: and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. God's plan wasn't to have Levites. God's plan was to have everybody serve him. But they wouldn't. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Well, that sounds a lot like 1 Peter 2:9 that says you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but now you are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. See, all the promises of God are to enable us to do the will of God. He gave us a kingdom, but Jesus said, as my Father sent me, so send I you. You know, the purpose of life, the purpose of being born again and God supplying all of our needs is to do his will. Jesus said, pray, thy will be done. Not, God, do my will. Most confessions are selfish and self-centered and self-promoting. Now, they're good confessions, but they can be misdirected for the wrong purpose. We can be like the man, the rich farmer, Jesus said, whose barns were full. And so he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear them down and build bigger barns. And God called him a fool. He said, because your soul is going to be required of you today. God hasn't blessed us to build bigger barns and to eat, drink, and be merry. He wants those things so we can be a witness. See, we forget that we're to seek first the kingdom of God. Amen? We're to seek first the kingdom of God. So, all those confessions are good, but we can't stop there. Amen? Those confessions are all so that, or for this purpose, or to enable us. So I've made some confessions here, and I'm calling them, I should be, I can be, and I will be. So I should be, I can be, and I will be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. I should be, I can be, I will be submitted to God, and the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Jesus. I should be, I can be, and I will use my authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt me. I should be, I can be, and I will be pressing on toward the goal to win the prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward.
I should be, I can be, I will realize and allow that it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I should be, I can be, I will becoming firmly rooted, built up, established in my faith and overflowing with gratitude. I should be, I can be, and I will be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. I should be, I can be, and I will be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I should be, I can be, and I will receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, so that the eyes of my understanding would be enlightened. I should be, I can be, and I will receive the power of the Holy Spirit to lay hands on the sick, to see them recover and to cast out demons and to speak with new tongues. You know, Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, these signs will follow them that believe. He said they'll cast out devils. We're to do something. You know, the church has become kind of like the French. The French just built forts. Amen? The French, they just go in and build a fort. That's why eventually got run out of every place, because they didn't leave their forts. Before America got wrapped up in Vietnam, the French were there. And they were fighting a war with the same people that we fought. And the French, in their Frenchness, built a fort. Well, you see, if all we do is build fortresses, we can't win.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. Our desire is to do the will of God and to help the body of Christ mature. Our healing school is Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We just run 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We don't have any music. We just tell you what the Bible says about healing so that you will have faith to be healed. You see, you were never saved until you had faith to be saved, and you never had faith to be saved until you heard. Well, you will not be healed until you have faith to be healed, and you will not have faith to be healed until you hear. So Thursday nights at 7 p.m., you will not be sorry, and you will find out that God wants to heal you. Also, let me announce that coming up in May 3, 4, and 5, Brother Randy Greer will be here. Many of you have come out in the past when he's been here, and he is a man of God and that loves people and takes a bold stand for God. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can check us out online, learn more about us. You can also email us from that website. If you'd like to come visit us sometime, we're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. That's on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. We're not a big church. You won't get lost here. You won't be a number here. And you're welcome to come anytime. So God bless you, and thank you for being interested in the things of God.